and teaching yourself to be acclimated to like discomfort is so important, because it's what leads to like growth as a human. So it's like, a lot of the times I think people underrate how important fitness is.
Hello, 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 children of the internet. You're listening to the Neon Black Podcast, where we talk about nerd culture, philosophy, and the philosophy of nerd culture, and anything else that fits the mood. I'm your first host, Remy, first son of Van Hohenheim and Designer Supreme. Now let me introduce you to our second host.
Hey, yo, it's E from the A, wielder of the pen and the sword, and introducer of our third host.
It's your boy Kevin, aka Kevlar, aka the Hood Metal Alchemist.
Ooh.
And finally, and lastly, I want to pass it off to my boy.
Signing on through Spectrums of Neon, it's the Cloudborn Hero, aka, but most people call me Mikey. Let's turn on the lights.
It's about life habits, like the best habits to have, like, I guess, to be like either a healthy human or like a successful human in life and stuff like that, which I guess would be kind of different from skills. So for example, like, I'll start off with, some of my top three habits that I feel like are, really good habits to have, like as a human. And the first one would probably be exercise for me. 'Cause I feel like before, I kind of consistently exercised a lot. I noticed that, like my energy reserves were like kind of low and stuff like that. And, you know, confidence was kind of low, but as soon as I like really started to take like fitness, like serious, maybe like when I got into college, self-esteem kind of like went up a lot of the times. Energy levels went up. You just kind of feel good in your body, and it teaches you like, once you start to have like, I guess, kind of fun with it a little bit, it teaches you a lot about like discipline and change and goal setting and stuff like that, which I thought was kind of cool when I started getting like deeper and deeper into the fitness lifestyle as well. And I think another underrated benefit of like incorporating like fitness into like I guess a top tier habit in your life is that it also helps with like cognition, like brain cognition, and it makes your just overall like body and mind connection just a lot better and more efficient. Like if you've ever heard stories of people who have like lost like a dramatic amount of weight, where they've gone to like kind of being like lethargic and having like a lot of brain fog and stuff like that, which even I do at times as well. But when I am working on like my nutrition,
So
brain fog is like it's almost like if you've ever kind of like woken up before and you can't really process things, like you know how like they're like funny vines or like showing my age, TikToks about TikToks about how like when you just wake up, you don't really understand anything.
That's like you do something totally different. You're like, what?
That would be like a heavy version of brain fog. Or like brain fog could be like when your mind isn't like really ordering like things right. Like you could just kind of tell that your processing of like the outside world is just off. What I would call like brain fog. It's just like hard to remember things, like simple tasks and stuff like that. It's usually, I feel like associated a lot with depression and anxiety and stuff like that. But it can definitely be helped out a lot when it comes with like general fitness. That's why a lot of the times, like therapists or like you know people who even have gone through depression or anxiety, will recommend that you work out because it helps with mental clarity and focus and stuff like that.
I mean, it kind of goes hand in hand with martial arts too. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, you're working out, and that's like, I feel like the reason why you're supposed to have a clear mind when you do stuff like stuff like that is because, I don't know, maybe because it's easier for you, because you are already exerting the energy that you already have and you're going, doing more. I don't know why it's really works. I guess your endorphins are pumping, so your brain's just more focused on a task, so it develops more skills. But I can see that working out just in general. I feel like you just have to be active as a person, you know. Like, don't be stationary. Keep moving. Keep your mind moving. Keep it active.
Yeah. Body's a unit. You don't, I mean, yeah, if you don't exercise either your mind or your body, and then me personally too, I also believe like spirit and things like that, then they're gonna get rusty. And I think they all work together as like a cohesive unit. So if one suffers, then it can negatively impact other stuff. But, yeah,
I think people underrate how unified they are. Your entire being is. Your brain and your body are going hand in hand with you, whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
You got to keep them both.
I did have a quick question for E-Man, though. What would you, what examples would you use for, like, I guess when it comes to, like, spiritual fitness? Because I've been thinking about that a lot as well. Mm-hmm. Like, what exercises would you implement? Like, would that be, like, gratitude, or would that be, like, I guess like a self-honesty and like looking within, so you're more aligned with your spirit, or what does that look like to you?
Yeah, definitely. It's like gratitude is a big part of that. Just being very aware of what you have that, you know, that, that you very easily couldn't, just being aware of that. Yeah, just the things that you have and being aware of kind of the, it sounds vague for me to say your situation, but like I think a lot of people that I talk to that are around our age have a tendency to kind of be, there's this feeling of feeling kind of lost in a way that they don't, then some people just don't really know where they're going. Like they don't really see things on a scale that's bigger than like going to work, coming home, you know, screwing around for a bit on social media with TV or the game or something, and then just kind of, you know, or hanging out with people as it was in the before times, but kind of having a sense of where of your purpose. Like I don't think purpose, you can really find that in purely in like the physical aspect of yourself or in the mental aspect. Like I think a purpose kind of transcends both of those things, and finding that, or at least finding it for the moment, because I mean it's not like once you find it once then that's it, you know, you can refine it easily like through your life. But I think that definitely gives you a lot of peace in things, and that peace will extend to like your mental, you know, your performance in relationships and job performance and things like that. So just being able, it gives you that calm, like that ability to handle situations. This kind of goes back to the stoic topic we did before, but like having, I think the stoicism is a big part of being able to handle challenges as they come and not, you know, buckle and be able to achieve what it is you're trying to achieve. So in short, if that answers your question.
It does. I like that answer a lot. I think that the gratitude is a big one. Like when I learn about like people who are very spiritual, whether they're like spiritual artists or something like that, they usually come from like I can use like Jim Carrey as an example, because he's gotten like incredibly I guess explicitly spiritual recently, like about his beliefs. He like lets it be known a little more, and he was talking about, I think, his last serious relationship where he lost one of the loves of his life, and it was really hard on him and stuff like that. And he was talking about how, you know, when you really do put your, I guess kind of like your soul on the line, it sounds kind of weird to say, but like when you allow yourself to be like incredibly like vulnerable with someone else, I feel like that's when you undergo like the highest like form of love. So to lose that for him taught him a lot about like I guess like the acceptance of loss and, you know, being aware of like the things you have, like the clothes you might have or the people that are around in your life and stuff like that. And he does like a lot of, I think, like it's almost like a death meditation where you realize the impermanence of your life and you kind of look, I guess, past like the, you know, going to work, going to a job, or like, you know, just the stupid shit here and there. And you kind of looks like start to look deeper. Like, there's this even one, I think, like highlight of his where he goes to like this red carpet about like idols. Cause like he was one of the idols there and he like, I don't know. It was weird. He's definitely like joking, but at the same time he was not joking. Cause he's talking about really serious spiritual shit. And this girl was like, why don't you think you're an idol or da 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 da, like, or like you're an icon or whatever is what she was saying. And he was like, he basically was like denouncing like icons and stuff like that, which you would think like on surface level, that looks crazy.
No, it's not, bro. Cause like, if somebody, I feel like it's scary for somebody to look at you as an idol, because when someone looks at you as an idol, they expect something from you that you didn't promise them. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not.
Well, I mean, but like, I think the question it, was it icon or idol? Those are different.
It was icon, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The difference between the two is that icon is you almost can't deny
how good
someone becomes an icon. Yeah. Or not even how good you are. Like, you could be the fucking worst. That doesn't mean people don't see you as something that influenced a lot of things. Like, that's almost a near fact at a certain point.
Right. Well, if it was idol, then okay. But if it was icon, then.
Yeah. But, yeah. And I thought that's really interesting that he does, you know, pretty much like tying it back into like general fitness. Which would be like physical fitness, mental fitness, as well as spiritual, that he would do like these exercises that like are kind of, I feel like you could find in like some Marcus Aurelius teachings and stuff like that from the Stoic school of thought, as well as like some things that you could kind of like, just sometimes the way he talks like reminds me a little bit of Taoism as well. Which I thought was interesting, but definitely tying it back to like the, just, I really think fitness is important. It's very important to, like set fitness goals, whatever they might be. Like they could be as small as like, you know, losing 10 pounds or something like that. Cause I think some of the benefits besides like physical is that discipline and teaching yourself to be acclimated to like discomfort is so important, because it's what leads to like growth as a human. So it's like a lot of the times I think people underrate how important fitness is, because its benefits like span, you know, physical, mental, and spiritual as well.
I dig it. That's kind of cool. No, that's not
yeah,
how
I agree.
I like talking about
like
that.
Yeah, I agree.
Cause Jim Carrey is one of those niggas though. Like I don't know who it was. There's a dude I went to school. I went to school with him, but I really became friends with him through the Boys and Girls Club. And he wanted to be a comedian because of Jim Carrey, and he was like my best friend at the time. And so like I really got on Jim Carrey heavy because of him. And like I really saw like this man's potential and just like. Just him in general as a person, like he was good and he was so good that you would just be like, man, this, you know, you would think that he would be like, you know, out here showboating the shit, but he was just so humble, like even at his early stages, like, so like he was always kind of a little bit wise, even in his younger years, you know what I'm saying? Just like, but yeah, that's cool, man. I didn't know he went to an icon thing though. But
Yeah, I like the what you were saying about the physical aspect of it, because I think a lot of people do kind of just look at physical fitness and training and all that as kind of a vanity project. Like, they're like, oh yeah, if you're working out, you're just trying to, you know, just trying to sculpt your body and all that. But there's
you're trying to show off, I'm just trying to be a better me.
Yeah, there's a lot of benefits that go outside of that, and I feel like, at least for me, I didn't realize it, like, a lot of those benefits until like a while after, like maybe like a year or two into it. Like, I realized when I noticed the difference, like I noticed the difference between like me and people who didn't like weight lift, for example, in terms of like, yeah, I can lift heavier things. But it was like I honestly don't think, I mean, lifting, you know, you obviously weightlifting gives you more muscle to be able to lift heavier things, but I think a big part of it is that it's like, it gives you the mindset to lift it. Like, you don't mind as much. For an example, someone had some luggage or something, like a girl had some luggage, and this guy friend of mine tried to lift it, and he was like, oh yeah, damn, this shit's heavy. And it, like, it barely got off the floor, right? And then I lifted it, and I was like, yeah, this is heavy. Like, it's very heavy. But the way that, like, if you were to look at me lifting it, I didn't act as if it was heavy, because I was used to lifting heavy things, even though it was heavy. Like, it may have been just as heavy to me as it was to him, but I, you know, it's like, you're so used to it at that point that it doesn't show in that way. So I think that's a big part of what weightlifting gives you. That's just a small piece of it too. So
you're literally dealing with challenge. You're dealing with challenging things consistently.
Yeah,
you're telling your brain to, like, yeah, you're gonna deal with some shit. Like,
yeah.
So, you know, when you fucking spill milk, not gonna be worried about it.
Yeah. And so, yeah, it's a beautiful thing. Even if you're like, haven't lifted in a long time and you feel like you're, you know, you've gotten weaker, I mean, at the very least, you still hopefully, like, even regardless of how long it takes for your muscles to lose strength, hopefully that your mind strength, your mental strength,
power through it.
Yeah, you just, like, you know, you let your mind kind of compensate for whatever strength you might have lost in your muscles, and you'll be all right. I think that's happened a lot.
That's how it should be.
Yeah, beautiful thing though.
Yeah, I would agree. I would say one cool aspect of it too is almost like you were saying, where sometimes I listen to a lot of I guess, like, secondhand, like, quotes about Bruce Lee and, like, his training methods and stuff like that. And I even used to have a friend, in college who, he was a really small guy, but, because I think mentally, he was, like, kind of tough, he would be able to do things that would surpass, I guess, his physical limits. Whereas, like, if you don't have, like, you know, much confidence when it comes to lifting something or, like, going to the bar, it almost, you start to learn that sometimes weightlifting and just goal setting in general is about the self-imposed mental limitations that you put on yourself. Because that, if you can override that, you could tap into strength that you didn't even know that you had before in your body, which I think is really cool.
Did you catch that? Let me say it again for the people in the back. Exercise is not about beefy muscles. It's about discipline and going beyond your limits. Keep that in mind next time you break a sweat. You know what else you should keep in mind? Our Twitter. Yes, I know, that was a terrible segue. There's no going back, and I'm only doing one take. So follow us on Twitter, @TheNeonBlackPod. And rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and subscribe using your podcast platform of choice. And remember, the most important color in the box is neon black.